Thank you, everybody. Thanks for bearing with us also with a little delay. I think most of you know Rabbi Leuchter. As we mentioned, he's an internationally renowned speaker. More importantly, he's a very close Talmud Rav Volbe. And we're very happy and very gracious to be able to host. And we hope everybody enjoys. The only thing I would ask is, if the Rav gets on the chair today, like at the coil earlier, just make sure it doesn't fall back on this one.
You were in the coil there?
No, but I heard about it.
I didn't see you, sir. I won't get on the chair. Okay, that's the issue. Okay, it's a little bit of mixed crowd, but I want to speak about a central issue which we have all with our educating of ourselves as children at home and in educational institution. There are educational institutions going on. I do not know the educational institutions, Yeshivas, yeshivas, more modern schools, less modern schools. I do not know what's going on in Los Angeles. I don't live here. So that's the truth. But there are certain general things going on, and a person has to have a clarity. What is he able to give at home? What the school can't give? And what is a school able to give to the child? What the home can't give? That's a very basic thing. Because we can't think that the school will be instead of the parents. But you also can't think that the parents are instead of the school. Okay? So I want to speak around that. That is an interesting topic wherever you are holding. When you are young, you are old, you have children, don't have children, it doesn't matter. Because it's a general thing, which we'll see that there are general things. Okay, first I have to say, how long are you willing to hear that thing, what I say, you know? The host will say that he's the main player, you know, or his rebels. So how long do we have time? First of all, I have to tell the rules. There are certain rules when I speak. The first rule is that you may ask questions. That's the first rule. Good. So at that rule, there is a tnai that I may think when I will try to answer. Okay? That's in trade America, that's very much non-popular. When you ask a question, then you expect that the guy answers immediately, without even a second of thought. I can't do that. I have to think about when you ask a question. The second tnai is that I may tell you I don't know. That's also not so popular because these rabbis, they always know everything. I do not know everything, far from that. So whenever you ask something, could be, I don't know. That is fair. But be careful. I will answer when I know. And then I will answer. Okay? So that you have to take into account too. I will answer. And I will try to be honest. So I don't put my answers with sugar and things like this. I will answer what I think is the truth. So that is the first. The second klal is, whenever you are fed up, go out. Go! Don't think Leuchter will be insulted. The first one which wants to go out from this speech is me. And I can't because I have to speak. That was technically not impossible. So I understand you very much. When you want to go out and you have enough from that, you go. Don't stay because you feel it is improper, or he will be insulted, or that's not derech eretz. It's all nonsense. You will, whenever you say that you have enough from that, go. No problem with me. I have no problem. Be'emes, no problem with that. Okay? Those are two things. Say that, atka. So now let's see. There is, when we think about educating at home, we have to understand together how a home is built. And what does a home, in a general way, give to the child? Huh? So, I want to give you a dogma, a parable to that. And then, according to that, we'll see how that works. And this is a very central thing, all of you, and I will address certain issues in that module, which will perhaps be helpful for you. It's like this. My father had a big collection of LPs. You remember that? When now you have an MP3, you know, or some sort of CD player, whatever it is. That he had a big collection of LPs, a very big one, more than 4,000 LPs, 3,000, 4,000 LPs, something like this. I could listen to classical music non-stop, 365 days a year, without repetition, yeah? But it was enormous. And I put that LP, we listened to music, and he had one LP like this, which the hole was drilled off-center. Wasn't in the center. So I was young then, I wanted to listen what's on that LP. I put the LP on the player, and I put the needle there, didn't go. And I was young. So I understood from that an LP gives sound when everything moves, but one central point. One central point has to be static, has to be non-moving, the center. When the center moves, no music. The center has to be static. Then around that static center, everything goes around. Yeah? Turns around. And then it makes nice music. There are certain parts of the LP which are further away from the center. There are parts of the LP which are closer to the center. But everything makes music. But it's at the tnai that there's a center which doesn't move. Yeah? That's what it is. So your family is built like this. Your family has a center. Has a center. Normally, even in the modern time, you can't. In the West Coast, there's a certain stire going on in that. But even in the modern time, normally the center is the mother. I know that over here, most probably, you have movements which say, no, it's an equalitarian, you know, the father or the mother is the same thing. That's right. That's what the people say. And then they are very much into nature. Maskim, two things. And they're very much into breastfeeding. And then it doesn't go anymore. Because when the mother, it doesn't go. Because when the mother feeds the child, she has to be home. Das wird nicht gehen anders, yeah? So you can't be Greenpeace plus equalitarian. Wird nicht gehen. Yeah? Doesn't go. It's not. In other words, it's plain full nonsense, the whole thing, you know? It's nonsense. Because according to nature, the mother is the center, which doesn't move. She's there. And she gives this emotional center of the family. That's a very important issue by a lot of people. I know people here in Los Angeles, which they are not sitting here now, I know people in Los Angeles which they have this problem, never, if they have a child or children, they are not well. I know personally people of here in Los Angeles which have that terrible. And now, I had to tell them, you have a healthy family with an unhealthy child turning around. But don't make the non-healthy child the center of your family. Then the whole family is sick. Do you mean? It's wrong. That's, for example, wrong. Very wrong. It's very dangerous. And a lot of people, out of good-heartedness, or out of feeling of a chayis, make that mistake. They think, it has to be, everything revolve around that child. It's wrong. It is wrong. Don't do that. Do not. Because then you tamper with your family. You are destroying your family. You may not do that. You have to keep that child close. It's like the inner ring by the LP. You know, like when it's finished. You know, perhaps it's there. It's very close to the center, but it's not the center. May not be the center. may not. Because the center is you as parents, is the mother, the father, that's the center. Whatever goes on, you have to understand, a family needs a central point to evolve around. That is, the dynamic of the family is you are connected to a central point. This connection is an emotional connection. You feel that this is your home, you feel connected, you feel that that is the message from the home, we'll speak about that. That is an emotional connection. The home is not a teaching and educational teaching institute. It's not. The home is very much a connecting thing. Yeah? Now, when you go into a moisit, when you go into educational, into a school, the school does not have this ingredient. It does not. The school doesn't. I speak about the school. School doesn't have this ingredient. That's not the point. The school doesn't have that central point. The school has structure. Yes? Every school, or when you would take a workplace, school, the main point is the structure. That's the main point by the school. The school has a structure. Structure has something rigid to it. Not, no feeling. It's rigid. A structure is rigid. Yeah? And that's why the educational institutions, they deal with the problems in a rigid way. That disturbs you as parents. It disturbs you as parents that they tell the child, and when you come late, shalom, out. Or when you do this, I don't know how is the dressing code over here. But for example, I had one daughter, which she was inevitably, every single day, going with the wrong dressing code. That was a merida, you call that, yeah? And she was in troubles for the school every single day. Never mind, she had a sister, which I think she did the same thing, but the teachers didn't see it. It depends on the point, on the personality, you know. But it was, she was in troubles the whole day. And we had the deep tightness on the school, which was a mistake. No, you can't have a tie-in on the school. You have to, they have to be normal, but in a basic way, the school is right, because the school deals with the problem in a structural way. The school doesn't deal with the problems in a central way. They don't do that. Schools don't do that, and it's healthy for your child. It's healthy also for you. Same thing in your working place, you know. When you have a working place, you can't say, okay, my dear boss, I'm so connected to you. Then your boss will throw you out of the office and even further out, you know. Because you're not connected to anything. Or you do your job, or you'll be out. It's a structural way to deal with the thing. It's a structural way. It is healthy. It's healthy for you. I don't tell you this is a rule without exceptions. But in a normal place, in a normal working place, that's the way it works. You deal with the structure, and at home you deal with the relationship. Okay? So this is a big difference between the home and the school. And a lot of times parents get mixed up with that. They do not understand this difference, and they come to the school with a taina. Like, why aren't you warm and relating to the children as us? Yeah, because that's not the tafkid of the school. That's your tafkid. The school has a different ingredient in the life of the child. The school has a different ingredient. That, yeah? So that we have to bear in mind first, that the setup of home and the setup of school, those are two different issues. Okay, that's the first which I want to clarify. Now, That structure, let's first speak about the structure of the school or the structure of your work. Again, it's a mixed crowd, I can't know exactly. You'll translate that to your own situation yourself or whatever you want. Some interesting perhaps to hear that. But the structure of the school has a point to that, which, because it's so structured, it deals with that certain things are out of the law. I think that over here in the Chinuch it also goes like this. It's you don't do these things, or you can't, Again, dressing code. I don't know how it works in Los Angeles. Dressing code, or whenever you have, there are certain schools which don't allow that. You have a television at home. There are schools, for the most probably, there are schools like this. There are other schools which you may not do certain things. It's like outlaw. It's like noch a shulchan aruch. It's noch a shulchan aruch. We have four chalok shulchan aruch. The school creates another one. You know, there's noch a shulchan aruch. That's machnazei. And you have to do like this, and otherwise you're out. It's like being out. So this creates a very, rigid understanding of the child that I don't want to be out. I want to be part of the system. That's important. Don't tamper around with that. That's very important. A child has to be a part of the system. You can't educate a child, according to my opinion, you can't educate a child only with a relationship and no system and no part of the system. That's not healthy. It is not healthy. Because in the end, as a more advanced than an adult, he has to be part of the system, of certain system. Then you say, but it's not creative, and all the creativity. Whenever you are creative, you'll find a way to be creative even with a system. And when you are not creative, you will not be creative, only crazy. Today, in today's society, that's a Maimara Muskel, and today perhaps I have to say that on the West Coast over here, today people get mixed up. They think crazy means creative. It both begins with a C, that's right? And you CR, yeah? But people think that they're such a creative person, you know, flash! Wow, that's not creativity, that's some craze, you know? No, creativity means something else, and when you are creative, you will be creative with the system too. Don't think that your child will be suffocating at school when it's a part of the system. I think that's a wrong fear, it's entirely a wrong fear. It's an important thing to feel a part of a system, that's important. But because the system is a system, this school is in a certain way not giving over values. Now this is the tricky point. You make a mistake. The school does not give over values because the school is a system. A system can't give over values. Values are always there when two things are possible. Only I validate one more than the other. I relate to one more as an important thing than the other one. That's called value. Value always means erech. Ani ma'arich et zeh yoter mizeh. I value this more than that. But when one thing isn't existing, then that's not called value. That's it. It's like, that's a norm. A norm is not a value. A norm is a norm. School is educating to normative behavior. School is educating to a system. That's not value. Value from your children comes from your home. Because value is all about relating. You have to, two things relate one to the other and thinking what's more important. And you also relate at home to your parents when they teach you that. It's all value is learned at home. It can't be learned at a school. It can later on be learned through a good contact with a Rebbe. So this, okay, that when you have a good contact with a Rebbe, this is like a father. So you could learn values there too, I admit. But this, in a normal school, and by normal children, this is the exception. Yeah? Normally when you're in a classroom, you don't have this close connection to your teacher. Normally you don't have that. You are sitting in a classroom and you have a good connection to the teacher, but not so too close. It is a big thing that you have a connection to the teacher. That's a Haredi, that's a Jewish thing. A Jewish thing that you have a connection to your teachers. When you think about secular education there, it's disastrous. They don't have a connection to any of their teacher. And whenever in a secular school a child has a good connection to the teacher will be in jail. That's what it is, because you may not have a good connection to the teacher. That's inappropriate. Yeah? So, of course, we have to guide, or we have to guard ourselves that everything should be 100% clean by us. But the point of a Haredi or of a Frum education is, it's based on a relationship with the Rebbe. I understand. But school is not mainly about that. Because your child most probably will not be zoiche that he is the child of that Rebbe, which he has that close contact. That kicks in later, perhaps in Yeshiva Ktane, perhaps in Yeshiva Gdoile. Yeah? Okay? But it's not, it's by when you are in school, that doesn't happen. So they are more with the system. And the system does not give value. It gives norms. You have a norm, but not a value. That's why a lot of times people, children, go through a school in a very good way, and they keep to the norms. And the moment they go out of the school, they change. All the norms are gone because they never got value. And then they go out into the world and they see other things happening in the world, and they never are used to that there are two things there, but one thing is more important than the other. They didn't function like this. And when they don't get that from the home, from the school, they don't get it. Yeah? Good. For example, I don't know how that is over here in Los Angeles, but in Eretz Yisrael, today by me Tariyag Mitzvahs and Kol Mini Midas, but today all these things shrink tremendously, you know. So by the Mitzvahs there is Loshon Hora and Emunas Hachomim, and perhaps once in a while Shmira Shabbos, but that's not so popular. So Loshon Hora, Shmira Shabbos, and by the women this Tznius, that's right. So I think that remained, the three, Boch Habakkuk Vemidon and Shloisho, you know? So something like this. So it's only, so by the women, it's only remains sneers. So a lot of times, I went to the Beis Yankovs and I asked them how they educate on sneers. So they educate on sneers because they say, well, educate on sneers for sure, educate on sneers. Why? How do you do it? We have a dressing code. What does it do with sneers? So now you think sneers is a pneumistic zachaza. No, I'm not wishy-washy. No. No, it's a different thing. You have to understand. This is what we speak. Look what that does. When you perhaps you know the Sefer Achinuch, which says Achri Amaisin im Shochem Alvoves. You heard that once? Yeah? So you say Achri Amaisin im Shochem Alvoves, you can't deny that the levovas are nimshach achrei ha'maisim only according to what the lev is margish. Maskim? What the heart feels in that small maisa I do, this feeling will be enhanced through the time. Achrei ha'maisim nimshach malvovas. That's not something magic, you know, that you can influence the heart with some push-ups. In what you feel when you do give chesed, you feel I value the other person. I do that 100,000 times, I will really value the other person. Because that's Achrei HaMaisim, Shochem HaLevavos. I have to do it, but it is what I feel in that maisa. Now, when you see a girl walking around with a dressing coat, what do you see? You see a tzniestika girl. But what does she feel? She doesn't feel tznies. She feels that she is belonging to the norm of the Beis Yankov. That's what she feels. So what are you mechanic with a dressing code? You're mechanic with a dressing code that she will belong to the norm. That you are mechanic. But after she marries, she belongs to the husband. Baruch Hashem. And then the dressing code is gone. She'll come with a sheitel, was to get scholarship open messing, you know, because I once was by a chasna. I was by a chasna in Tel Aviv, a very frum chasna. All the roshivas were there. The time, it was a very expensive, was in a first class hotel, you know, but normally don't make chasnas there. They put a lot of money, and it was there. I had to be there because the man gave stocker to a kohav mishpocha of mine, and I had to be there because of hakoros hatif. So I was there, and it's the first time in my life I understood why they make Easter on Shaitlachs. I never understood that. Because I live in Ramot. What is doing in Ramot? It's okay, Shaitlach is doing there. So the first time I understood that, it was terrible. It was terrible. I wasn't, I didn't know where to look. I had to go under this. It was terrible. It was pushed, unbelievable. So what happened? They went all to the Beit Yankov. But now they are shaykh to the husband. Or shaykh to other things. Whenever Mr. Mechunach had sneers. What does Mr. Mechunach sneers? Sneers is a value. What's the value? What is the heritage of sneers? The heritage of sneers is, only for that, for you, the heritage of sneers is that I am able to do something, but I hold back. That's what sneers is. Yeah? I'm able to show what I am, and I hold back. That's what it says in Gemara. Tznuim moishchim es yedeyam. That's right. By the Kohanim. The Kohanim would be able to grasp all this flesh, which is a matnas kune, and the tznuim, even though they are able to do that, they moishchim es yedeyam. You are not doing what you are able to do. That's the argosh of tznius. So when you want to be mechanach, your daughter on tznius, you give her such a bunch of dollar bills, I don't know what, you know, and you send her to anywhere, and then you tell her you buy a dress which is according to the code for sure, otherwise you are silly, but without fancy tax or without tax altogether. That's sneers, yeah, but you don't do it. When you buy a dress for your daughter, then it has to say here a crocodile, and there has to say something, und dort auf sein Dos, und dort auf sein Jens, und dort auf sein Dos, und dort auf sein Azeu, heit aber schreib do. I'll make a Chiddush. The tzitz for the Kohen Gadol, we didn't say Kodesh Lashem, they'll say Lakos, or the Rabbi Zalashem. That's what I'll do. That's what you do. And then you want your daughter's being sneers, huh? No. No, they won't be tzonua, because that has... No. Sneers means you are able to do and you hold back. That's what sneers means. Yeah? That's what sneers means. For example, this is a typical thing which a family can educate. But the school can't educate on that because it doesn't have this means of relating and thinking. There are two sides. You could do that. You could do this. Don't do that. The school says, don't do this. And then the chinuch is gone, no midas. No chinuch anymore. There's not a value. You can't be mechanic on value like this. When you say, this is out of the window, so it's out of the window. So no value. No value left. It's only norm left. That's the school. But at home, you have to educate on values. And to educate on values means that you say, learning Torah is important. For example, my children, excuse me, okay, I have one boy of mine is out of certain reasons which I don't know. Since he is 6 years old, he is not able to learn. He's extremely intelligent. He's frum. He has a family. He's frum. Shema Torah mitzvahs. But he's not, never, was never, since he's 6, he didn't learn. So, okay, what shall I do? But I have 3 other children which they learn. And they learn tremendously good. Yeah? They really want to learn. Really, huh? They can good lernen, besser von mir, huh? And they are masmidim. By Motzei Shabbos, not Motzei Shabbos. Shabbos by night. We have a suda and 11:30 is suda finished. So my son says, "I'm going out." So you think he goes with the chaverim and pepitas? No, he goes to the Beis Medrash till 3 o'clock in the morning and learns. Huh? Baruch Hashem. Where did they see that? They didn't see it by the father. They did not. I think my children didn't see me once at home with the Gemara, with his nice singing, you know, Omar Abaye. They didn't see that. They did not. No, they did not. Never. Never in their lives they saw me learning. Never. I didn't think they didn't see that. But they got it from me. Not because I learned till 3 o'clock in the morning. No, I sleep. Night. 3 o'clock in the morning, I sleep, you know. I can't learn by night. I'm tired. No, they didn't see that. But what did they see? They saw that I used the phone to call my friends to tell them I have a chiddush. They see me when I go to Davin, and it's a dangerous thing to go with me to Davin with the nets. I go with the nets, and nets normally you are tired. And once in a while I have such just a new thought. Just it came to me 5 o'clock in the morning, and I go to the nets, and I have to find the carbon to get rid of that thought, you know. So my friends already know that. In the end of the tefillah, they put the tefillah quickly together and they escape from me because they don't want to have no kiyak for leichter now, you know. But it's interesting, I have a new thought, I have a new einfall, you know. And my children saw that. That I use the phone, I come, it's more important than food, it's more important than sitting together. It was the utmost importance that I now take the phone, I have to call, or Chaim Yitzchok Kaplan, or Eli Winkler, or Gershon Kain, or someone with my chaver, which I really know how to learn, not like me, and I have to ask whether that's good. I have to do that. There they saw that the value of Torah is more than other things which happened at home. But in school or in yeshiva, that's not there, because what do you in school? What do you in yeshiva? You learn, and that's it. What shall I nicht lernen? This option isn't there. But at home, the option is there. I have the option at home that I sit down and look at the Mishpacha magazine. I can't do that. The option is there. No, I don't look at that. I better call my friend or I tell you something which I thought. Yeah? That this is this, that the option is there, but I do something else. That's called I educate for a value. Yeah. But in school, that's not there. But both are important. You understand? But you can't educate only on values. The child will be structureless, and the child will not be able to relate to any structured life. And he will not be matzliach in his life. Can't be. You need the school. And you need this structure, this dry thing. From the other side, you need this relating to the child, this arachim, these values giving in, giving over. You need that. You need both. Yeah? Both are needed. And one, you can't have one without the other. Yeah? Okay. So that is the basic thing of the school, Le'umas. What is going on by you at home? Yeah? Now, the next thing is I want to say something about what is going on in school. What is a very basic thing also by your life in your life. I just had it with someone in out of town, but I'll tell you. Just what will be with your child, let's say the structure of a school, and your child goes through the school and the yeshiva and has only the most understanding and best rabbis all of the years. An ideal matzav, ideal. An ideal school, only the best teachers. No, it's a very bad school. Because the child will not be didn't learn that you can't survive a nasty teacher and you won't die. Yeah? That's a very basic ingredient in this structural thing. Every structure, also when you have a working place, you inevitably have a shutev or a boss or a worker for you, which he is the most nasty guy you ever saw in your life. And you have to survive that. That's always why the structure goes like this. Structure means you edge on with it. There's no structure where you're not bunch, otherwise no structure. Whenever there's no resistance, that means no structure there. Structure means resistance. Resistance means you bump into the wall. And when you bump into the wall, you don't move the wall. You deal with that. You have to deal with it. That is what's going on in at school. Very healthy. You have to enchant that. By me, even though you look at me and you think that he told his children all the teachers are no. By us, the teachers, they were always. It was always that the teacher is also a man, and you have to listen to him. Most of the time, he went all the times. Yeah? You have to listen to him. You have to listen, okay? And because why? Because you have to deal with that situation. What shall I do? A lot of parents are. I am not the manal from the base, from a cheder, from something like this. So I don't speak in favor of them. But a lot of parents, they make a mistake. They are too much on the side of the children, too much on that. Because you have to understand there is a life lesson going on when your child has a problem with the structure of the school. you can't have a child which is non-stop, every single second, edging on everything at school, then it's not a good school for him. Okay? But I speak in a normal way. And a lot of parents, they make this mistake. They think whenever there's a difficulty, we have to ship around that, or we have to be massaged. No, we have to go through that. We have to eat that, digest that. I had it now in another town with a gvir, a rich person. I think so. And he gives money for doing things with the organization. And he was sitting with me and he says, I want to ask you, Aitza, we have in the organization this and this and this problem. Perhaps it was good when we would hire another guy to do that job. I looked at him and, okay, I have the comfort to say that. I looked at him in his eyes and says, Berale. It wasn't called Berale. I don't tell you how it was called. So, Berale, I don't need your money. And that's why I can't speak to you straight. You make a mistake of a rich person. Because you think that you can be Masada the life and Masada the reality with your money. You make a big mistake. Whenever you, for every single problem, you have a solution through an investment of money, you never make the organization healthy. Never. The healthiness of the organization is coming from that there is a problem and you go head by head. And you go into the wall and you eat that, you digest that, then you'll grow. Understand? Is that what is a structure? Okay? Was he?
From what age is a child ready for that kind of resistance?
Very small. Perhaps when you have the kindergarten. No, I had children which even in the kindergarten, I had a child which, and my youngest daughter. I think my youngest daughter has a very good head. Believe me. And we knew that from what she was when she was half a year old. You know, when once in a while you change the diapers and then you see by the age of a few months that Hevraman knows how that works, you know. You see that. So it is Pashta Bal Kishra Mamish, you know. She had a kindergarten teacher which thought she's retarded. Emes. Yeah? I didn't hold of her, you know, she's retarded. And my daughter went through that. Went through that. And she felt. She didn't so much want to go to the school, but I sent her. It wasn't an aggressive one. It was definitely not according. It's quite healthy, guns good. At home you get the support. Now, at home, to do this is, according to my opinion, not a good idea. At home is not a place to edge on. Even though you would think, Kibbutz Avoim, you know. Rules. Please, get up. No, I don't think so. There are certain rules at home. We are not living in a jungle. But at home, the main point is relate to the thing in a positive way. It's not the edging on at home which makes the education. It's not. That creates pressure at home. And that creates bitterness at home. Because the home is going on the whole time. The maila of such a structure is that the teacher, the most nasty teacher after a year, shalom, shalom. The next one comes in, you know. That's very healthy. This is very healthy. But at home, the father doesn't change. It's the same one. And the same demand. And the same demand. And the same head by head. It is healthy at home that you try. There you try not to ship around. There you try to accept and to work with a thing. You have to work too. The teacher is not obligated to bend the rules because of a child. You are in a certain way obligated. I tell you what was. For example, I'm very proud on that. One of my boys. Okay. Yes, my boys. They know how to learn. Yeah. They don't know English, and I'm proud of that. They don't know. ABC. Once I got a phone call, my son was already married. I think he was married on Yeshiva Gdula. And he was in Tiyun in Chutzlov. So I think married. And he asked me, Abba, I said, I have an Otsi. It looks like a snake. And I had to ask whether it goes this way or that way. Now, could you explain that? How do you explain a Z and the S over the phone to Italy, you know? It's pretty difficult. There's a left, right, begin from the top, you know. There's a ganze Weisberg. Wie geht das so? It's geht das so, yeah? Okay, so that I had to explain to him that is which oyster that is. I am proud of him, but he knows how to learn. Eruvin was deine euren werden opfallen. Yeah. Okay, so I had this well-known riddle. Remember, perhaps you know the riddle. It's an interesting riddle. I don't want to go into dispute with that. The riddle goes like this: I have three rooms with the same door from outside. Behind one door is a Buick or a Cadillac or a Rolls Royce, let's say. And the other, behind the other two doors, there is a goat. Yeah? And now the game goes like this: I know where the Rolls Royce is, and you are choosing one door. And I say, stop, you chose that door. Now from the other two, there's for sure one goat behind the door. I open you a door where a goat is. And now you can choose. Or you stay with your thing, or you change, or it makes no difference. What's the best?
To switch.
That what is to switch. Yeah, that's an old riddle, to switch. It is Nagea also in Ksuvis. In Ksuvis by the Rashash. It's a Rashash Hazar. Yeah? That's in Ksuvis. So the best is to switch. That was a big riddle 15, 20 years ago. And the mathematicians, they put their head in the wall because of that. But the best thing is to switch. You can count it out. Yeah? Okay. So now I told my son, I was my son, I was sitting in Sukkah, around Sukkahs. I was sitting on the porch and I said, come, Yitzhak, come here. Let's try it. We have cards, black and red. So I take two black and one red and we do it. We make 20 rounds. It's not a big raya, you know, because statistically, but you make 20 rounds of that and we count. And we take a certain strategy. Yeah? Let's take the strategy. So this is, what strategy do you want? Let's change. The way you say change. So I had the three cards, I mixed them. Where are you want? You want this one. Okay, that's the black one. Now change. And we counted 20 times. And it was really significant more that he had the red one than not. Yeah. So I said, okay, we made it in this way. Now we'll try it 20 times with the other strategy. Let's look. So my son looks at me immediately. Didn't take a second, you know. He looks at me and says, Abba, you got the prize in mathematics? I said, yes. Well, the Swiss are retarded. So I says, why? So I said, because we made already the other round. Because when I would take the other strategy, I would have less amount. We already made the other. I have no time another 20 times. We made the other thing already. Shalom. I was sitting there, I had three cards in the hand. I thought, Take, you know, been an idiot. That I thought. Now you would say, your son, that's not the Derech Eretz from a father. I thought, no, that's good. This is good. That's good. Because that shows the son wants to measure up with the father. And he wants to be better than me. Halavai should be better than me. I think it is a Chazal which says Yehuda Gur Arye Yehudo, says that the Gur, the little lion, he has to learn how to catch a prey. Where does he learn it? He learns it with the tail of the mother. It was doch nicht kibud avoy. Schab the tail. Was is doch nicht so das was da. Machab die Mama, you know, you are not mechubet. You can't catch the tail. That's the way you grow, you know. And when you don't do that, you don't grow. So I was very happy with that. I know that a lot of people at that moment, they would feel insecure and they think the whole moisset, the whole system of kibbutz avoim collapses now. It doesn't. When you are confident with you, it doesn't. Your son will be mechabed you and your son will hold of you, but you are relating right, and once in a while that the relationship goes over. You can't have that the whole day when your son always says you ba ma da ma da my tra da fagel. So that's not a good yachas. But when your son once does that and he goes over the gvul, over the limit, that's okay. But at school they will throw him out of the school or out of the class for that, you know. When you tell the teacher, ha, mefagel. No, I did it, I think, with the physics teacher. I was out. They threw me out. I was out of the room. I didn't understand really why. He was takke mefagel, weißt du? Aber I was out. I was out. If you can't do that in school, you can't do that. You can't. But at home, it's not the system. At home, it's not the school. At home, it's the relationship. And when the relationship is strong, you can swallow that. That's all about the relating at home. Yeah? Okay? So that is, those are the different aspects or the different tasks which you have when you are an educator at home or an educator at school. So that two different tasks. And today, people are mixing up. I don't know how it is over here in Los Angeles, but in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of people are educating at home, kilu, it's a meiset. It's like a meiset. They think, they have this mistaken picture in their head that education has something to do with a meiset dige mahalach. And that it's like a meiset at home. And that's not education at home, because home is built different. There's another point to that. Whenever you again, you can go out. Whenever you want to go out, go out. And the host will where is he going? The host will tell me we will daven Ma'ariv over here, or we'll daven Ma'ariv out. What is the? We cannot daven over here. That would be good for the people, or someone has to go, or whatever it is. So can so we have it's now 9:45. Come on, 9:45. So a lot, a few minutes, and then we'll daven Ma'ariv, perhaps. Okay. Okay, so where we were, so we were there, yeah, so I have to now to get back to on track.
We were saying that in Eretz Yisrael, they
mechanach
at home like a
moisit. Like a, yeah, they mechanach at home like a moisit. And this is not right. So, 1 minute. Let me always think now. Yes, I want to only do immersive one thing, and this is important, perhaps for younger. I don't know how what's going on by you. When you have a home education and you have father and the mother, there are people which are telling you that father and mother may have a different opinion, not in front of the children. I hold this is wrong. This is grounded in an inability to handle the yachas right. When you are able to handle the yachas, that is, for example, a thing which amuses it. You can't say in the Moshet that the CEO and the CFO have a different opinion. When that goes out of the meeting room, then the one which brought that out will be fired. Because you may not, there's only one decision going on in the Moshet. But at home, it's a question of relating. And it's a very healthy thing that your child understands that the mother is a little bit different than the father. It's not always that the mother is softer than the father. It's not always like this. Yeah? Not always. My children know exactly that for certain things it's more beneficial to go to the mother, and for certain things it's more beneficial to go to the father. My children know that. And it's not destroying them. It's not. It's nonsense. It's nonsense that you always have to have a phalanx. You know, the phalanx is the old way of making a milchome, that you have all of them coming in one row and... That's the way you educate your children, you know? You and your wife is one row, and then only together, poach! No, you are not fighting your children. You don't do that. There's a relationship going on. And it's a very natural thing that there are two people there. The two people, you relate differently. You don't quarrel. That's not the point. That's already a question of your shalom bayis. You don't quarrel. Because you don't... You are mechabit that the other one has another opinion. You don't quarrel. That's not... But you have a different opinion. That's okay. Your wife is more has more nigia like this, and you yourself have more nigia like that. That's okay. That's 100% okay. Yamazi.
Yeah. So, what about on the other side, where there are definitely schools, and maybe this is because of parents pushing, but there are schools that are, prioritizing warmth and flexibility as opposed to rigidity. Is that something that, is that a good trend or something that?
I wouldn't hold of that trend. I don't hold of that. But this is my personal opinion. I don't hold of that. I don't hold that you can educate today at, in school with this iron hand the way you were educating once. That's not. But I myself, I had Talmidim in yeshiva, which these Talmidim were a dream Talmidim. They understood me so well and they did everything right. I searched to make the Talmid a mistake, that he should make a mistake. I should be able to scream at him once a year. I searched for that. He needed it. I orchestrated that. That was a mean thing, you know. I did it. I once told him, he's a good friend, and he's Makil Teva till today on that. He's a good friend of mine till today. Very close. One of the closest people I have. But he had difficulties to get up early. So I said, okay, tomorrow we will learn after davening. Do you want to learn with me after davening tomorrow, in the morning? There was a part of that was perhaps he'll come and I'll learn with him, but most probably he will be late and he won't make it. That was my opinion. And he didn't really come to the minyan, came late. It was late. It was not by the minyan. But in the middle, I was then a mashgiach in yeshiva and I looked to the people in the ma'ariv and he came by Ashrei Yuvol Tzion. He came in without talisot film and went out. That was his way of telling me, I didn't make it for the minyan, I will not come to learn. I don't have to understand that. I'm not such love it. Anachnu amarnu, we spoke, after learning, after davening we learn, you come to learn. And when you didn't daven, so daven be yechidus, or don't daven at all. We made up to learn, you come. Okay? So that was my hatzaga. So he didn't show up, and then I waited for him, I knew what's going on. And then afterwards he came to me later in the day and says, I asked him, where were you? So he told me, I came in and I understood, Mashgiach understood that I'm not coming. I understood something! We made up after davening! Why didn't you show up? That's gornished! I screamed at him, I threw him out of the office and said, Gar, avek mi dir, huh? He was a best friend of mine, but he needed it once a year. You need that. You need that. You need it for the school. Much easier to swallow that down from the school than from home. Yeah? A child needs that. He needs that. No, you can't. No, there is a gvul, and the gvul is finita la commedia. Ad kam. It's very important. You may not do that, otherwise it's a certain lack, excuse me to tell you that, I want to overload that, it's a certain lack of Yirah Shomayim. When everything goes and everything is flexible and everything is understandable, that's Torah is not built like this, because Torah is built that the Borei Olam is a Melech. Melech. A Melech has, there's no negotiations with a Melech, there's no negotiation. And you can't negotiate it. It can't come. There's not democracy. There's no Amnesty International. The Melech decides, and he decided. That's it. Finished. Yeah, you don't want it. I don't want it either. But we can't give up on that altogether. Understand? We can't give up on that altogether. That will be a big lack in our personality. And there's no feeling at all that there is a wall, and this wall does not move. It simply doesn't move. It doesn't move. When that is lacking, there's something lacking in education. So you can come closer to the child, I understand. You're not as rigid at once. But when you are taking away the whole structure, the walls are gone. And the walls are gone, then the child will never see that there are walls in life. I had someone coming to me, unbelievable, an American, coming to me. You know, I am very comfortable. I do the mitzvahs because they are comfortable. And I do my... And then it came with all different kind of things of halacha, you know. I don't want to interfere with rabbi's issues, but he spoke about... excuse me to say that, but he said it. He spoke about birth control and said, you have to be comfortable and comfortable. I ain't comfortable. And my ears were growing bigger and bigger and he didn't understand really what he means, you know. Was comfortable. Everything is only comfortable. And then he said, what do you say about that? Oh, that was his mistake. That was a mistake, you know? Because then I said, what do I say about that? He said, yes, what do you say about that? I tell you, it's a 100% lack of Yirah Shomayim. You have no Yirah Shomayim altogether. I told him, do you think that when you will die, it will be comfortable? It was Mainster. Die ganze Sache ist nur comfortable. Die ganze Meise. Es ist doch kein Wand. Excuse me. Die ganze Sache ist doch kein no wall there, which doesn't move. Nothing, only comfortable. That's your life. Shemu Shemayim. This is, the school is able to give that in a very natural way. You as parents will, in these days, look like aggressive. When I speak, I told me that I speak more in the circumstances that happened, when something happens in the community, or something happens in the family. Then we speak, the Bnei Olam has his ways, how to be strict too. That's a question of emunah by us at all. But they don't do it. By me, I told me they are not clear walls. I think by the home normally doesn't have that. Well, you always, you know, you bend more. Okay? But the school is able to give that. Okay? I think that was what I meant to say. I hope that was interesting for you. I think that was enough. Atkan. Sei gesund.